When I taught pearl and bead stringing classes at my gallery, which I did for more than 10 years, occasionally I'd have a student who was content to stop after learning how to crimp. This fortunately did not happen frequently, but it did happen. Hi, my name is Flori Summers, creator of a series of instructional DVDs for the professional pearl and bead stringer, including Professional Pearl and Bead Stringing, a 2-volume DVD set, and Advanced Professional Pearl and Bead Stringing, a standalone DVD. Crimping, of course, is a method of stringing beads where a flexible wire is inserted through the beads to create a necklace or bracelet. The wire is then folded over the jump ring of the clasp and run through a metal tube. The tube is then smashed against the wire to secure the necklace to the clasp. There have been improvements in crimping technology over the years, notably the introduction of crimping pliers, which allows the user to fold the metal over the original smash, adding strength and durability to the connection to the clasp. Crimping is an essential skill. It's also the easiest skill to learn. Although I don't often crimp necklaces, I do when the beads present a manufacturing issue which I can't solve without crimping. These include beads with exceptionally large drill holes, such as those you'll often encounter with amber, and beads with very small drill holes, which won't even accommodate the thinnest thread. You'll sometimes see these tiny holes with very porous materials, such as lava. But I always look for a way around crimping. Why? The basic benefits of knotting between pearls and beads are well understood, but worth repeating. Knotting prevents the beads from rubbing against one another. This is especially important for organic gemstones, such as pearls, and for other gemstones which can scratch relatively easily. Knotting helps prevent loss. Should a necklace break, the probability is that only one pearl or gemstone will be at risk of being lost. The knots prevent the gemstones remaining on the jewelry from scattering. Knotting between pearls and beads sends an unmistakable signal to a client or buyer that the pearl and bead stringer cared enough about the finished product to put the time and effort into a professionally manufactured product. When I see a necklace that isn't knotted, red flags go up in my mind. Are the gemstones so inexpensive that the manufacturer didn't feel that they warranted knotting? Is the necklace commercially produced, that is, produced in large quantities? And if I see an unknotted necklace at a trunk or craft show or fair, then I always suspect that the manufacturer just hasn't taken the time to learn how to knot. I once had a student who asserted that it wasn't important to learn how to knot, that clients wouldn't see or understand its benefits. Unlike most of my students, who went on to do very good work that I was proud of, this student didn't last long in the Houston design community. Clients, especially clients who buy art jewelry or one-of-a-kind jewelry, are exceptionally discerning. Believe me, they know when a necklace is badly strung or the manufacturer is shoddy. Shortcuts with this crowd just don't cut it. The benefits of knotting don't stop at knotting between pearls and beads. Knotting is essential for securely attaching a necklace to a clasp, for increasing manufacturing capabilities, and as an essential element in design. Knowing how to knot pearls and gemstones enables the pearl and bead stringer to create very strong multi-strand necklaces in a variety of different designs, as well as include the plethora of colored thread available in design decisions. The process of securing a necklace to a clasp using knots involves taking the needle up through the last few beads, through the jump ring on the clasp, and then back through those unknotted beads. However, during the second pass, the beads are knotted. The result is a piece of jewelry where all the elements are equally secure. Unfortunately, pearl and bead stringers who learn how to knot between beads are often taught they can avoid this step, which does take practice to master, by using bead tips. These are small findings whose appearance is somewhat like a bowl with an arm extending over it. The bowl has a hole drilled through its center. The bead stringer ties a knot larger than the hole, takes the needle through it, and adds gemstones. The thin metal arm is then bent around the jump ring on the clasp. This affixes the necklace to the clasp. Knowing how to use bead tips, like crimping, is an essential skill. However, they too have their limitations. The thin metal arm can pull open, detaching the necklace from the clasp. This occurs when the owner pulls at the clasp or when the beads are too heavy for the bead tip to support over time. And remember that excessive manipulation of the metal can cause it to become brittle and break. Excessive manipulation can occur if a less than skillful manufacturer opens and closes the bead tip repeatedly during manufacture, and it also occurs when the bead tip pulls open and the owner or manufacturer pushes it repeatedly back into place. Bead tips used on bracelets, which often receive more wear and tear than necklaces, are often susceptible to this kind of breakage. A second type of breakage can occur if the knot pulls through the bowl of the bead tip. So, in determining whether and when to use bead tips, the pearl and bead stringer must ask the questions: how heavy are the gemstones, and will the bead tip support the gemstones over time? If you are designing the jewelry for a client, think about whether that client is rough on jewelry, that is, whether she is likely to pull at the clasp. A final consideration is purely subjective. Bead tips are a mechanical element used to affix the necklace to the clasp. They are not decorative. This is not an issue when small, unobtrusive bead tips are used. However, I've seen multi-strand necklaces where multiple bead tips are used at the clasp. To my eye, mechanical elements used in this way conflict with the design and diminish the overall appeal of the jewelry. In all cases, manufacturing decisions must be made with the objective of delivering the strongest possible piece of jewelry to a client. When manufacturing strength is sacrificed for design, or sometimes for silk's protective properties, the decision to make that sacrifice should be informed and discussed with the client. No manufacturing decision should be used on the basis of the available skills of the pearl and bead stringer. He or she should have the fundamental skills of knowing how to knot pearls and gemstones and attaching a necklace to a clasp with thread. For more articles and resources, and for the series of instructional DVDs, including a bonus DVD, please visit my website, httpfsummers.com. That's F like Frank, Summers, SOMMERS.com. Thank you for listening.